Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of McDonald's Corporation ticker symbol MCD. If you're thinking about investing in this fast food giant or just curious about how they're performing, stick around because we've got a ton of insights to share. Let's break down their business, financials, valuation, and so much more to see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Make sure to smash that like button and subscribe if you haven't already. Let's get started. So McDonald's, do I even need to introduce them? We're talking about the Golden Arches, the Big Mac, and a brand that's basically synonymous with fast food worldwide. But beyond the Happy Meals and McFlurries, McDonald's is a powerhouse in the restaurant industry with a massive global footprint. They're not just flipping burgers. They're a major player in the consumer cyclical sector, and today, we're going to unpack what's driving their business and whether their stock is a tasty investment or one to pass on. Let's kick things off with a quick look at who McDonald's is as a company. Founded way back in 1940 and headquartered in Chicago, Illinois, McDonald's operates and franchises restaurants in over 100 countries. As of their latest count, they've got around 40,000 locations worldwide, serving up everything from burgers and fries to breakfast items and coffee. Their business model is a mix of company-owned stores and franchises, which gives them a nice balance of control and scalability. Led by CEO Christopher Kempczinski, they employ about 150,000 people globally. This isn't just a fast food chain, it's a cultural icon with a business model built for resilience. Now let's talk revenue. How does McDonald's make its money, and where is it coming from? For the full year of 2024, they reported total revenue of about $25.9 billion, and when we break it down geographically, the numbers tell an interesting story. The United States is their biggest market, contributing roughly $10.6 billion, or about 41% of total revenue. Then you've got their international lead markets, like Europe and Australia, bringing in another $12.6 billion. High growth markets, which include places like China, also add $12.6 billion when combined with other international segments. Finally, their foundational markets and corporate segment chips in about $2.7 billion. What stands out here is how diversified their revenue is. McDonald's isn't overly reliant on just one region, which helps cushion them against local economic downturns. Moving on to their earnings, McDonald's recently dropped their Q4 results for 2025, and the headlines are pretty solid. They posted an EPS of $11.99 for the full year, up from $11.45 in 2024, showing they're still growing earnings even in a competitive market. Revenue for 2025 hit $26.9 billion, a nice jump from $25.9 billion the year before. Global comparable sales growth was a key highlight, accelerating to 5.7% in Q4, with the U.S. leading the charge at 6.8%. Reports suggest their value meals and promotions are resonating with budget-conscious customers, bringing folks back to the drive-thru. This kind of momentum is exactly what you want to see from a company in a mature industry. It shows they're not just resting on their laurels. Let's dig into the financial statements to get a clearer picture of their health. On the income statement side, McDonald's has shown consistent growth over the past few years. Their gross profit margin for the trailing 12 months sits at a healthy 56.9%, and their net profit margin is an impressive 31.8%, which tells me they're not just making money, they're keeping a lot of it. Looking at the balance sheet for 2024, total assets are around $55.2 billion. But here's a red flag. Total liabilities are at $58.9 billion, leading to a negative shareholders' equity of about $3.8 billion. That's largely due to their high debt load, with a debt-to-equity ratio of -25.8, which is something to watch. On the cash flow front, they generated $9.4 billion in operating cash flow for 2024, and after capital expenditures, free cash flow was a robust $6.7 billion. That's a good sign. They've got cash to reinvest and pay dividends. Speaking of which, their yield is currently around 2.2%. Overall, the financials paint a picture of profitability, but with a leverage concern that long-term investors should keep an eye on. All right, let's talk valuation. Is McDonald's stock priced right? At the current price of around $327.58, their trailing PE ratio is about 27.3, which isn't cheap for a restaurant stock. Compared to the industry average PE of 68.3, it looks more reasonable, but still, it's not a screaming bargain. Their price-to-sales ratio is high at 8.7, reflecting the market's confidence in their brand power and future growth. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts expect it to drop to around 25 by 2026, and even lower to 18 by 2030, suggesting the stock could become more attractive if earnings keep growing. Their enterprise value is a hefty $287 billion, factoring in debt, so you're paying a premium for this name. For me, the valuation feels a bit stretched right now, but if you believe in their long-term story, it might not be a deal breaker. Let's break down McDonald's through a SWOT analysis to see their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their brand is unbeatable. McDonald's is a household name with incredible global reach. Their financial performance is robust, with strong margins and consistent revenue growth. On the flip side, weaknesses include that high debt level we mentioned. Negative equity isn't ideal and could limit flexibility if economic conditions tighten. They're also heavily exposed to consumer discretionary spending, so any slowdown could hit hard. For opportunities, their focus on value meals and digital initiatives like the loyalty program are paying off. An expansion in high-growth markets like China offers long-term potential. But threats are real. Competition from other fast food chains and healthier dining options is fierce, and inflationary pressures on food costs could squeeze margins. McDonald's has a lot going for it, but they're not without risks. Now let's check out their recent stock performance. Over the past week, MCD is up 1.45%, and over the last month, it's gained 5.86%. Looking further out, the stock is up 6.5% over 3 months and 7.38% over 6 months. The one-year return is a modest 5.66%, but over 5 years, it's delivered a solid 52.34% gain. Compared to the broader consumer cyclical sector, which is up just 1.04% over 5 years, McDonald's is outperforming, though it lags behind some peers in shorter timeframes. On the chart, the stock looks to be in a steady uptrend, supported by their strong Q4 earnings. For short-term traders, there's potential for a move higher if momentum continues, but I'd watch for resistance around recent highs. For long-term investors, this stability is what makes MCD a reliable hold. So, what's the final verdict on McDonald's? Honestly, there's a lot to like here. They've got a rock-solid brand, consistent earnings growth, and a dividend that's appealing for income investors. Their focus on value and innovation is clearly working, as seen in their latest sales numbers. But the high valuation and significant debt load are reasons to pause. Paying a premium for a stock in a competitive industry comes with risks. If you're a long-term investor, McDonald's could be a steady addition, especially if you're looking for defensive exposure with a nice dividend. For growth seekers, you might want to wait for a pullback. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on MCD? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and let me know if there's another stock you want me to analyze next. If you found this video helpful, hit that like button, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss our next deep dive. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.